We present plays from the four corners of the world. Comedy, drama, romance, and suspense. True life adventure in Springbok Theatre of PA.
You want to marry him, eh? You want to marry this foreigner, this man who knows nothing of our kind of life.
Felipe is not a foreigner. As for knowing nothing of this kind of life, is that so bad? Is it?
You plan to marry him and go, yes?
Yes.
And what of your act?
There are others.
There is only one. I repeat, one. One aerialist with your ability, and that is you. Not even Gloria is quarter as good as you.
But
I will not allow you to go. You have a duty to the people you work with. You have a duty to the memory of your father who trained you. He was the world's greatest trapeze artist.
Those high wires killed him in the end.
He fell, yes. Accidents do happen. But he would want you to continue. And you are honor bound to obey his wishes.
But Philippe,
I have nothing else to say to you.
I want to say this. I intend to marry Glenn Barker.
You would not dare disobey my wishes.
I would, Philippe. I plan to marry Glenn if it's the last thing I do.
Yes. Yes, remember that, Monica. Marry him, and it might indeed be the very last thing you do.
Are you going?
Yes.
Oh. You aren't packing very well. Those clothes will be crushed.
I don't care.
Can I speak?
If you intend to tell me that I'm doing the wrong thing marrying Glenn Barker, I won't listen to you.
I had no intention of saying that.
What?
It is the wisest decision you have ever made.
Do you approve?
Did you think I wouldn't?
Oh, I don't know what to think anymore. I don't understand people or how they think.
It is good for you to marry this man. He's kind and gentle. He's a nice man. But you aren't handling this affair in the right way. You aren't being diplomatic, Monica. You surprise me, you know that. You have made Philippe very, very angry.
Philippe imagines... Well, he imagines that he owns me. Well, he doesn't.
You don't know the truth about Philippe, do you?
The truth about Philippe.
He is in love with you.
In love with me? But he's old enough to be my father.
Age has never precluded any man from loving a young woman.
But he was a friend of my father's.
And so?
Well, I've respected Philippe. He's been very kind and generous to me, but love him? Oh, never, never. In any case, there's Gloria.
Gloria? Oh.
She's desperately in love with him.
Oh, yes, yes, she's desperately in love with him, but it's you.
This has made me all the more determined to leave here.
Monica, when your father lay dying, I swore to him that I would love and protect you.
Oh, madame, you've been wonderful to me. And
listen, then, to this advice I give you. Listen carefully. Don't hurry into this marriage you plan. Move with the greatest discretion and care.
But, madame,
there is nothing more dangerous than a man who is thwarted in love, especially a man like Philip. He will stop at nothing to keep you here. Remember that, my child. Remember that.
Oh, but you are in a bad temper, my beautiful. You want your freedom, eh? Me too. I desire freedom, but life encompasses me. So accept your lot and make the best of it. Now, steady with those claws of yours. I warn you, stay where you are. I suppose it's degrading a lion of your bearing sitting on a box, but you got yourself into this situation, didn't you? Now, now. Give you the chance and you would rip me to pieces, wouldn't you? I'm off that box. Off it, I said. You over there. Just a moment, mister. I'll be back, my beautiful. You relax. Come over here. I want to talk to you.
Good morning.
You have come to see Monica.
Yes.
You plan to marry her, eh?
Well, yes. Yes, I do.
So you come here like a thief and you steal.
What do you mean?
Monica belongs to us, all of us here.
But that's ridiculous. Monica's an individual. She doesn't belong to anyone. And in any case, she's tired of life in this circus.
Ah, so she has told you that, eh? She is tired.
That's a hard life and a dangerous one.
So she has told you that, too.
I'm a successful journalist. I earn a very comfortable income, and I can make Monica happy. I can look after her.
So, you are a conceited upstart. You can make her happy, eh? Meaning that she is not happy now. She was born into this life. Her parents were great trapeze artists. She is now the best in the world. And you plan to take her away, destroy this great talent. You believe you have the right to do this.
Monica loves me, and that's...
Now, ha! My young friend, come. Come closer to me. Good. Now you listen to me. Leave her alone, do you understand? Leave me alone.
We plan to marry and we...
You will. Are not going to
we
marry.
We planned and nothing...
Who the devil with your plans? I say no.
You can't stop us. Monica is of age and she can leave here any time she chooses.
I say no.
I'm not afraid of you or anyone else here.
It is wise to be afraid of me.
Leave go of me.
Stay away from these caravans. I'm warning you. Stay away.
Look, I don't want to hit you, but by heavens, I will if you don't leave me alone.
I won't harm you. But I will continue to see Monica. I might.
You're behaving like a madman. What's wrong with you? Are you in love with her yourself?
That's no concern of yours. Now get away from me. Get away from us. Otherwise I'll kill you. That's a promise.
That was a splendid exhibition, Philippe. I was very proud of you.
I don't want to talk to you or anyone.
I merely wish to offer my congratulations, that is all.
Coming here, believing he can marry her, take her away. It's a dangerous life, he says, as if he knows anything about this life.
I'd take it easy if I were you. Here, have a cigarette, otherwise you'll blow up. Come on, smoke this. There.
Thank you.
Now, what are your plans?
Plans?
You've made plans, surely. You don't believe he will give her up, do you? You'll have to make plans, Philippe.
I can't think at the moment.
There could be an accident, couldn't there?
What do you mean?
Anything could happen to anyone here, couldn't it? I mean, accidents happen the whole time, don't they? Monica's father was killed outright when he fell. There was an inquest, and misadventure, they called it.
You're suggesting murder.
I'm not suggesting anything, Philippe. I am merely talking my thoughts aloud. Of course, you could have the most exquisite revenge.
What do you mean?
If Monica was to die.
What? Are you crazy?
She'll never marry you, Philippe. You are old. You are suitable for me, not her. If she doesn't marry this man, it will be someone else. There will always be jealousy and heartbreak for you. Now, if she were to die, you would possess her always now, wouldn't you? Her soul would be yours for eternity.
Gloria, don't talk like that, don't!
I was only thinking of you, Philippe.
You'd better go. I don't want anyone to do my thinking for me.
Very well, Philippe.
Just a moment.
Yes?
No. No, forget it.
Whatever you wish.
Gloria, what would you do? Tell me as a friend. What would you do?
Good afternoon.
Oh, Oh, good afternoon.
I'm Gulliver. That's my real name. You see, my parents had a sense of humor. She won't be seeing you this afternoon. She's not well.
You mean Monica?
Who else would I mean? This has caused a great deal of comment and confusion. Pity it's Monica, of all people. She's so quiet and she hates quarreling. It could lead to all manner of unpleasantness. Do you realize that? Yes, we all love Monica. Even I do, but of course I haven't a chance, but I'm the sort of person who accepts it. Others don't.
I'm sorry all this has happened.
Yes, I can believe you're sorry. It happens like that.
What the?
I startled you. My apologies. I thought you knew that I threw knives.
Like that. And that. And that.
I'm really very good.
Yeah. You certainly are.
You look white and shaken.
Well, it was a surprise. I mean, you threw it right past my face.
Oh, but I'd never hit you. At least, if I didn't want to. Mister, would you take a word of advice from a friend?
I can imagine the advice. Leave Monica alone?
On the contrary. Take her away now.
What?
You surprised?
Well, yes.
I'm very fond of Monica. We grew up here together. I remember when she was this size. I planned to marry her even then. But now I realize life can offer her more than all this. There's a great, wonderful world out there, and she must become a part of it. So take her. Take her now. That's important.
But I can't. I mean...
You've met Philippe, of course. He's a dangerous man. And behind him is Gloria.
Gloria?
She's a second-rate aerialist who amounts to nothing. But here, ticking away, is a brain as subtle as a viper's.
Oh, now, wait a moment. All this is getting too melodramatic.
You don't understand, do you? You won't try to understand. Mister, what would you say if I was to tell you that Monica is in grave danger? What would you say? It surprises you.
This is ridiculous. Who would want to harm her?
What? Two people. So, two of them. Just think of the opportunities here for our most original passing. Philippe is an animal trainer. You hear those lions? Those are his. He also handles snakes. Like they were pieces of string. Snakes that obey his every word.
What are you suggesting?
Take Monica away. Take her away before something terrible happens.
Whenever I hear you singing, I'm instantly suspicious. What are you up to now, Gloria?
Me? Why, nothing.
You're only happy when you're hatching up devilment. Come on, tell me everything.
I swear to you, madame, there is nothing. I feel it is wonderful to be alive. I think life is a magnificent experience.
This happiness of yours, my friend, could stem only from one source. Philippe.
What do you mean?
You are like a barometer reflecting Philippe's moods. Has he proposed?
Of course he hasn't.
Yet you have high hopes that he will.
I live in high hopes. Oh, just listen to them. He hasn't fed them yet.
I haven't heard them so angry in months. I often wonder how he can train animals. He's a man so much in conflict with himself.
That is because of her.
Don't blame Monica for everything.
You always protect her, don't you? It's always Monica, never me.
You can protect yourself.
You approve of her gentleman friend?
Yes.
Oh. He will take her away.
Good.
And what of the act?
You will find another to support you. Someone else to cover up your errors of judgment.
There is nothing the matter with me. I'm every bit as good as her. I never have the billing because of her friends in court. It's always Monica, the great one. But soon that will end. Yes, very soon.
What do you mean?
You say she is going. Let her go. I will take over.
I don't trust you that much, Gloria. What's going on in your mind? What are you up to? Hearing you this way makes me very afraid.
work here?
Well, I thought I would see Monica's act.
You fool, you idiot. Has he seen you?
Philippe? No, at least I don't think so.
Don't let him, then. Don't inflame his anger more than necessary. I warned you about him, and it's not an idle warning. If you must wait, stand back in the shadows. But you'd be wise to take my advice and go.
Look, let's be sensible about this. What can he do?
Come, I'll show you two things he can do. For instance...
Gosh.
That's number one. And number two lies here in this case. Look.
Good heavens.
Cobras with their poison fangs intact.
How monstrous.
He calls them his friends, and they are. They worship him. He has that ability. Do you understand now why I say be careful of him?
You mean he...
I mean, my friend, he'd do anything.
Darling, I must get back. It's so late.
I don't want to take you back to that place. I feel so anxious about you. Monica, let's get married now.
Glenn, it's 12 o'clock at night.
We could wake up a magistrate and insist that he marries us. I'd feel much happier if you did.
We've got to do this whole affair properly. Madame is planning my frock.
Do you realize that you're in grave danger?
Danger? Oh, Glenn, no.
You are. I believe that Philippe plans to harm you.
Oh, Philippe talks wildly, but he never means what he says. He's theatrical. That's why he's so successful. They call him a great showman.
He loves you, Monica. And he's the kind of man who...
Well, if he does love me, that's all the more reason why he would never harm me. Oh, Glenn, you're allowing this whole affair to get out of perspective.
Oh, darling, I feel so worried about you.
There. Now you must take me back. I'll never wake up tomorrow.
Don't say that!
Glenn, what is the matter?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll take you back, Monica. But I'm marrying you just as soon as I can.
Who is it? Who is it?
Philippe, open the door.
Philippe, what do you want?
I want to talk to you.
Well, can't it wait until morning? It's almost 1 o'clock.
It's important.
Oh, very well, then. I won't be a minute. What's this all about?
May I come in? I want to talk to you, Monica.
If it's about my future plans, there's nothing we can say to each other.
You've been with him, haven't you?
Yes, I've been with Glenn.
I asked you not to.
I told you that nothing would make me change my mind. And this isn't the time to talk about this, Philippe.
Now is the time. The best time. Monica, there is never going to be anyone else but you. You are the only woman in the world for me. Oh, there's Gloria, but what is she? What does she amount to? Nothing. It's you, only you. Together we could conquer the world.
Philippe, I don't want to conquer anything. I want to be happily married to the man I love, that's all.
Change your mind, I beseech you. Change your mind before it's too late.
What do you mean?
No one else is going to marry you. It's me or nothing.
But Philippe, I love Glenn.
Don't mention him. Don't even mention his name. If I can't have you in this life, I will possess you in the next.
You're insane.
You belong to me. Even your soul, it is mine.
Philippe, that's not the way to talk.
It's always been you. It will always be you.
Will you kindly leave my room? I don't want to hear any more of this. You're raving. It is insanity.
I've brought my friend. Look. Don't be frightened, Afraja. Come, come, my pretty one. Come to me. So.
Put that snake away. Put it away, Philippe.
He's got no help. Oh, he's angry. Do you see him? No. No, now isn't the time, Raja, not yet.
Unless you put it away, I'm going to scream, and that will bring Madame here.
She's gone.
Gone?
An urgent phone call on behalf of her grandchildren to come quickly. And she just went.
Did you send that call? Did you?
It was the only way to get rid of your watchdog.
Oh, Philippe, this is monstrous. It's like a nightmare. You can't be serious.
Roger proves just how serious I really am.
The police will come and...
find the two of us dead? It was an accident. The snake escaped and found its way here. It could happen, and it happened before. Oh, he's lovely, isn't he? Do you see how he arches his neck? Look at those muscles there. They're perfect. Come, look at him closely.
He's away. No. No, Philippe. No. No!
Madame, what are you doing at this time of night?
Someone phoned me up and told me a pack of lies. Your granddaughter is ill, they said. Go to her quickly. I go, and there she is, sleeping like a little angel.
Someone phoned you?
If I could lay my hands on them, I would pull them to pieces. Dragging me out, wasting good money on a taxi. And for why?
Did you recognize the voice?
Fool, of course not. It was a man. He called himself a neighbor. Lies, wretched lies. My heart was breaking, and when I saw the child, the shock of it was almost too much. I'm going to bed now, and if anyone knocks on my caravan door before 10 o'clock tomorrow, I will murder them.
I wonder if it was Philippe.
And why would he phone me with such a story? You talk nonsense.
If he wanted to get at Monica, the first thing he'd have to do is get rid of you. You are the guard and the protector.
You mean that Philippe? Oh, that's nonsense. He loves Monica and... what are you thinking, you weird little man?
I'm thinking that we must go to Monica as soon as possible. She might need our help desperately. Quickly, this way. First, we check on the lions. Yes. Two there. That cage complete.
But he would never harm her.
Are there two in that cage?
Oh, yes. But he loves her.
And that's a lot. They're all here. And now his box of pets over here.
Oh, don't touch those. Oh, don't.
Shine your torch inside.
Oh, revolting.
There's one missing.
What? Are you sure?
I'm positive. A large Indian cobra. The one he calls Raja. He's taken her to her, I'm sure of it. Quick. Let's get to her caravan. There's no time to lose.
It seems quiet enough. Not a sound at all.
Her curtains are drawn, confound it. Wait a minute. His catch is loose.
Careful.
Now, please, his curtain back. That's it. Oh, merciful heaven. Look at her face.
What is she looking at?
Do you see on the corner of her bed?
The snake!
He's speaking to her. I want to hear. I'll open this still further.
You needn't be afraid. It's a very quick end. Then it's oblivion and a new life. I believe there's always a new life waiting, don't you? Oh, come on, Monica. Don't be afraid of Raja. You'll scarcely feel anything. Merely the slightest prick, and that's all. Let's sit close together like these.
Stay away from her, Philippe. Stay away.
Who the devil? What are you doing there?
Stay away. I warn you, if you don't, I'll kill you.
You fool. You bungling fool to interfere.
Careful, Monica.
I don't want to do this, but I have to. Don't move, Monica. Don't move.
You've killed it. You've killed it. Oh, my son, it's dead. Philippe killed?
Yes, Philippe killed.
How?
A knife through his heart.
Oh, no. No. Who didn't? Gulliver?
You know everything, Gloria. About the snake, about Philippe. And about Monica. You know the whole story, so why pretend? There's only one thing. It didn't quite work out your way, did it? And for that I shall be eternally grateful.
This has been Springbok Theatre of the Air. Join us again for more tales of suspense, drama, romance, comedy, and true life adventure in Springbok Theatre of the Air.